This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off this whole class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Her.
You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Well, actually,
nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe.
I am in favor of saying that we're not going to treat people who are undocumented and cross borders criminals. That's correct. That is correct.
A lot of the signs at the rally you just held were people standing there saying, abolish ICE.
Yeah.
Is that a position that you agree with?
We need to probably think about starting from scratch.
So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being public health, period.
Are you for defunding the police?
How are you defining defund the police?
It's actually wrong and backward to think that more police officers will create more safety.
We need to get rid of money bail.
Convicted, in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. I have always supported Medicare for all. I was very happy to sign on to Bernie's bill, and I give Bernie, frankly, a lot of credit.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning crack. Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should.
Is New York's Donald Trump running for president? He bought full-page ads in three East Coast newspapers today stating his views on foreign policy, and these ads will win him a following. In the ads, he says, there's nothing wrong with American foreign policy that little backbone won't cure. And he says, we have no business spending ourselves broke in the Middle East, protecting ships that are not ours, and oil that we don't need.
Rumblings in the Trump camp point as far as the presidency.
Somebody has to help this country, and if they don't, the country and the world are in big trouble. Because within a short period of time, as sure as we're sitting here, there's not going to be a country and there's not going to be a world.
I have no intention of running for president, and if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally.
Together, we will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come. For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. That all changes, starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
Trump leading in five of the six most important battleground states.
Biden continues to trail Donald Trump. Our latest polling out of Iowa also shows former President Trump with a 30-point lead over his nearest rival.
The Republican primary is over.
Donald Trump basically has this nomination locked up.
Everyone is listening to you now. I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down. My fellow Americans, our movement is far from over. In fact, our fight has only just begun.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to explain something here that's extremely important, and I hope people really let this sink in. I know most listeners already know this. A lot of you probably know more of this than I do, but for people that don't understand this, government buildings are big, giant marble structures for thousands of years. They build them big and spectacular, look imposing and all-powerful, so the commoners bow down to them. Plus, there's a lot of artists involved, and it's, you know, it's fun to build cool big buildings and things. But you go back to any culture, ancient China, ancient Middle East, ancient Europe, Mesoamerica, everywhere, the same stuff was done over and over again. Humans act the same over and over again. People today want Ferraris and big houses to impress people, but back then they built big giant government buildings, big giant temples to impress people. And there becomes this idea in kind of the general public that, oh, the government's all powerful. And then the delusional people in government, a few generations into power, start actually believing. And so they're trying to project all this power, and it does give them a lot of power in a republic, that if you have a permanent bureaucracy that's in government, corporations, academia, and other systems, that you can't get in trouble because nobody knows your name. Politicians come and go. The policies are unpopular, but you don't get the blame. So that's been their strength since the end of World War II and the 1947 National Security Act, the creation of the CIA. But as bad as some of those people were, they were still competent. You're now three, four generations into people who are not competent. And so you can have a puppet like Biden in there, so Obama and other special interests can get what they want done and not get the blame for it. But the bureaucrats start to figure out nobody's watching the shop. And so years will go by now, and our government doesn't even talk to Putin. He says, it's been years. Nobody calls me. They might talk to Xi Jinping every 6 months. Imagine that. And they just think, we're America. We have the nuclear weapons. We have the cashless society. We're unstoppable. Oh, well, blacks and Hispanics are voting Republican. We'll just bring in 40 million people and have them vote for us. And they don't think about second, third, fifth order effects. So this country, and other countries are corrupt and out of control as well, is a runaway train right now. I don't want civil war with the Democrats. I don't want a war. These people are their own worst enemies. And I sent the crew some of the videos that I didn't see on the list. Maybe I missed them, but Jack Posobiec tweeted one of these women at one of the rallies, and they literally sound like Muppets. That's what I said in the comment. I said, these people sound like Muppets. And they're like, she's a woman. She's black. I want to support her. And they're just giggling incoherently like they're the win, and we're going to win. We're going to win. And this woman they're supporting was literally selected and installed. It is a coup. She's completely stupid and out of control. And then you start studying the bureaucracy behind her. They're just as bad. My God, you've seen who they've been putting in charge of Health and Human Services, a crazy, creepy dude with long hair, says he's a woman. Who's in charge of nuclear stockpiles? Some crazy dude that steals people's luggage over and over again? I mean, this is just, here's the clip. These are lunatics, folks. So we can laugh at them all day, but they're flying the plane that we're all on. And it's not funny. And it's really a byproduct of our open free society that we've been so open and been so friendly and been so empowering that then a bunch of lesser people have gotten into control and they have no idea what they're even doing and don't even care. And there's just mass mental illness because, you know, when somebody's got to go out and hoe the fields all day or take care of their kids or work in a factory or whatever, that disciplines you because you've got a job and you've got limited resources and you've got to have your act together or your kids starve. But because we've had so much milk and honey, people have become decadent. And that kind of goes with the globalist argument of, well, we got to depopulate people. But they're the most inbred, worst people themselves. I would respect King Charles if he killed himself on national television. Horrible, inbred, sycophant, parasite, useless. I'm not trying to kill him myself, not calling for violence. I'm just saying, he wants to get rid of all of us, kill yourself. If he got up on TV and blew his brains out or poured gasoline on himself, lit himself on fire so there's too many people, I'd say, if Greta Thunberg got on TV and poured gasoline on herself and lit herself off, I'd say, man, I really respect that. I don't agree with it, but I respect you now. If Klaus Schwab got up on TV and, you know, took a meat cleaver and just cut his left arm off, just sprayed butterwort and then slit his throat on TV, I'd say, wow, I really respect that. There's too many people. You know, I'd be like, wow. Or maybe get a Japanese, you know, short sword out and commit seppuku on TV. I would respect that. I never commit suicide. I'm saying they want everybody dead. Bill Gates talks about there's so many people all day. He wants you to take a shot so he can save you. I mean, come on. So that'd be quite the unveiling. And Prince Charles poured a gallon of gasoline on himself and lit it. But see, he's the essence of a fop, the essence of a charlatan, the essence of a fraud, of a dandy. So he's not going to be killing himself like his father wanted to come back as a virus to kill 80% of the world's population. Look it up, Prince Philip. He wants you to die. He flies around on jets all day. He's got a private train. He's got palaces everywhere. But you get nothing. And really, if you sit there and let these predators run things, I guess you deserve nothing. And people like Prince Charles never done an honest day of work in their lives. And they just want to sit back up on their big pile of skulls and dictate our own destruction to us. So I say to them, no, I don't want to die. I don't want my kids to die. And I don't like how you try to make civilization as weak as possible so you've got a population that's as weak as possible so you can dominate them. And they're a bunch of creepy, inbred, sick weirdos that you never let keep your children. You never invite over for dinner. But they're supposedly the coolest, greatest thing in the world. And through the universities they control and the systems they run, you see who they are. So we're really at the end of the line here. And I'll cover some of that news coming up. But what's really crazy is they hit the first world that has the highest education and on average the highest IQs. And that have historical, whether they're Asian, white, you name it, background to keep families going and stabilize society. And those are all the countries where they're sterilizing everybody. Again, because they're in competition. They go, we don't want other smart people or people that have a history of freedom. We want as dumb as we can get so that we're in charge, as if they'll launch a war with 8.5 billion people and cut off resources and create an angrier world. And as if that ensuing maelstrom of war and famine and violence, as if they will somehow stay on target and stay in charge during the total release of chaos, which shows it's spiritual. They're not in control. They just follow an instinct to dumb down and dominate and steal and kill and destroy, even though the chivalry of the West and the due process is what actually protected them and allowed them to grow to where they are. So see, I'm kind of not endorsing freedom right now, but though that's not what I believe. What I'm saying is it is a paradox that these people are destroying their own house. They're burning their own bed. They're burning their own nest. They are, and anybody that actually studies history and is engaged and involved in intelligence, like, why? Why are you doing this? And it's because they love their father, the devil. I mean, Naomi Wolf's Skype cut out at the end of the interview. She was making some really good points about good versus evil, but that's really where we are. And that's really what this has come down to. And you look at the French Revolution, which is the precursor to modern communism. They promise we're going to overthrow the church and the royalty and everything's going to be free and wonderful. We'll have 9-day work weeks, though, and no more family. And it was just like destroy society. And people really quick figured out, whoa, this is tyranny. This is horrible. So then they got an emperor right away who then led them to even bigger wars and death and destruction, kind of like the pressure that Germany was under the Weimar Republic and the Versailles Treaty, then conjures Hitler. And then you saw what came out of that. And so here's the difference. You can look at 1800 in the French Revolution. You can look at 1933 in the Nazi Revolution. You can look at 1917 in the Russian Revolution, Communist Revolution, or 1949, the Maoist Revolution, or any of that, or, you know, 1960, Fidel Castro, 59. But it always leads to destruction in the end, whether it's fascist or communist, whatever flavor it is, it's all cyanide. You can have a cherry or grape snow cone, but you put cyanide in them, they'll both kill you dead in a hammer. And I just sit back seeing the mental illness and insanity spreading, and the decadence and the ignorance and just the, and I'm just like, whoa. I mean, this is big time problems. And I go to these rigged courts and see these people that are out to get me, and they laugh at me, and they point like that means something to me, that they're laughing. And I'm like, I ain't laughing at you. You're like at the edge of oblivion right now. But I guess that's kind of a saving grace for the ignorant or the spiritually blind, is that they're in their own metaverse, man. They think everything's great and they're in charge and CNN's their friend, the New York Times is their friend. But if they looked around themselves at the death and the disease and the cancer and the collapse and their kids committing suicide and the unhappiness, and you'd want to, you know, say, obviously, this isn't the right path. Because I study the globalists and they are the most miserable, and their servants as well, the most miserable, unhappy people you could ever imagine in your life. So I could sit here and cover all this news, and I will. And boy, there's a lot of it. It's all interesting. But man, at the end of the day, we're already watching the collapse of civilization. We're well into it now. And that's the thing, is the realization that getting Trump in will be a big victory over their tyranny and override their systems, but he's going to still have to people his operation from folks that are from the system. And even though they're better than the globalist thoroughbreds, still there's just an inherent weakness. And not by Trump, I'm just saying in Washington and the bureaucratic system. And so historically it takes total collapse and most people dying for the new era to rise and a new golden era to start. And so my job is just telling you what I really think. And I see evil digging in. I see the mental illness increasing. I see the spiritual wickedness intensifying. And I'm just surprised God hadn't already just out of existence the earth. But God's putting us through this test, like Naomi Wolf was saying, to see who we are, because you can't rationally sit back and look at this and see people that work for the system going out of their way to be destroyed. And when the truth would serve them, they won't even tell it, because their religion is that they cannot tell the truth because they are the people of the lie. And they can be old, young, they can be supposedly Christian, supposedly Jewish, supposedly Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, whatever, agnostic, whatever. They just revel in BS. And it must be a weird place in your mind to just believe crap and just have no idea what's going on. Because I'm constantly trying to figure out what's going on, and I've got a good idea about a lot of things, but I know that I know nothing, as Socrates said. These people think that they know everything. And you talk to them and they're dumb. And they have no idea about anything. And they don't want prosperity. And they don't want, they just want to hurt people and run around all crazy and do weird stuff and steal stuff and gibber and giggle. And like, we don't just handpick weirdos from Democrat Party rallies. I mean, I can watch hours of the raw footage and they are like barking seals. They're like completely out of their minds. And I just say, wow, I just hope my children don't turn out like that. I just hope they have some civilization to live in. I don't even hate these women. I don't even dislike them. The fact that they're so pathetic makes me feel pathetic. I've got enemies in my life that have done terrible things to me, but as I've gotten older and more mature, I like, it makes me feel bad for humanity itself, and like, I feel guilty. People I've been associated with that lied about me and did terrible things to me for no reason. And I look, I think about it, I'm just like, wow. What does it say about me that I even associated with these people that I didn't see it? But it's that they weren't that bad before. This is a waxing of evil, an intensification of corruption. And I'm just telling people, get ready. You better get ready because they got something big planned. Those open borders, all those millions of military age men marched in with the same backpacks and boots from China and the Middle East. And I mean, I'll just be honest with you. I feel guilty that I'm even still here on air. But I don't even know exactly how they're going to hit or what they're going to do. I'm just sitting there going like, whoa. Like the enemy's coming over the parapets. The city is collapsing. It's on fire. And I just see most people still like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, do you not know what's going on? So that's where we're at. I've got some more news I can hit here, and I've got a lot to say. But I just look at this. I mean, I'll cover it when we come back. I want to air a Greg Reese report that's really important I didn't get to. 70,000 terrorists with biometric U.S. passports. She covered this last week, but either report on it or breakdown of it. Laura Logan, here it is.
Journalist Laura Logan recently interviewed Dr. Keith Rose, who has worked in clandestine U.S. intelligence operations for 3 decades and is now going public because he is concerned for his country. He said that within 2 weeks of America's hasty exit from Afghanistan, the head of the CIA met in secret with all of America's enemies.
During that week and a half before, there was an open source meeting, or people knew about a meeting of the director of Central Intelligence at the time, Burns, was down there meeting with other officials and members of the Taliban. But I've talked to several people that have intimate knowledge of that meeting, and they're telling me, or they're asking the question, why were there 2 senior Chinese intel officials at that meeting? Why was Siraj Haqqani, who at the time we had a $10 million bounty from the State Department on him at that meeting? And the other thing is, there was a senior official or senior officer from the IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard, who was a Quds Force commander that we're very familiar with from Iraq. He's a very, very competent officer. He was there. They didn't even use CIA personnel for security. They were so concerned, from what I'm hearing, about the people they were meeting with, that they used one of our tier one groups for security, and they kept them on the outside. They weren't allowed to listen in or anything.
And after the U.S. government abandoned trusted personnel and billions of dollars worth of weapons in Afghanistan, the communist Chinese secured it within 2 weeks.
Bagram Airfield, when we left there first, went completely black. It was dark. The people that were there said they landed two large Chinese transport planes landed with troops and secured that area.
70,000 jihadis have graduated from Afghan terrorist training camps in just this year alone.
These are actual terrorist training madrasas.
Right. Madrasas that train people on small arms tactics, on bomb making, on basic intelligence tradecraft. And we know for a fact, because we have several assets in all over Afghanistan, that they graduated this year was their largest graduating class from all the madrasas. And these are for what they would call jihadis, guys that were going to go and fight the holy war. And they said they had over 70,000 graduates.
And not only did the U.S. leave behind weapons, it left behind biometric data and the kit required to make official U.S. passports.
The Afghans have the ability through their passport office to create biometric passports. Not only did we leave behind biometric equipment, but the intelligence services are responsible for setting up the passport office, let's just say documentation, stamps, and things like that. And there's been several questions asked, did we leave certain pieces of equipment that would be used in a passport office to authenticate passports behind? And my understanding and from what I've been discovering is we did.
Western nations are under attack from traitors within their own governments. The people of Ireland and the UK are beginning to stand up. In response, combat journalist Michael Yawn recently explained what typically happens within the native population when a nation is invaded.
When there is an actual invasion from an outside force, the minorities or people who feel that they've been downtrodden, almost in every single case, will join with the invader. In fact, I can't think of one where they did not. That concerns me greatly with the United States because we are clearly being invaded, and it's clearly going to intensify, for instance, with the Chinese. And many people will join the Chinese, including a lot of white people, by the way, will join up with them and already are, including our government, which has joined with Israel and China and Ukraine, right, basically globalists, right, and not us. And so the police are going to have to pick a side. Right now they are picking a side. They're picking the anti-British side or the anti-Irish side, and that's a losing battle. That means you end up dying as a police. You'll end up dying. Your police stations will be burned down, or you'll run to other countries because you didn't have the guts, like our Border Patrol, to stand up. If the invaders win, you're going to die. You're going to die or you're going to leave at some point and abandon everything that you've ever had in those countries. If the Patriots win, you will never be forgotten. Your children will not be forgotten for your cowardice, for not standing up. Bottom line, and cowards are natural traitors.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. The history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts. We found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, it attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Trump has left the building.
Over. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. Donald Trump wins the presidency.
What started off as unlikely, impossible, is now reality.
I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down.
We have a president who actually fulfilled the promises he made during the campaign. Securing the border to foreign policy.
He now has a record as president that's pretty damn impressive.
Breaking news out of Palm
Beach, Florida. The FBI has executed an unprecedented search warrant at President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
The former president has both sides of the political aisle up in arms.
It is a dangerous and unstable moment in American history.
The Justice Department has just indicted former President Donald Trump.
For 7 years, they hated him, they targeted him, they hunted him.
This is the epitome of the abuse of the prosecutorial power to preempt political decisions.
I never thought anything like this could happen in America. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. We will take back our country and we will make America great again. America will always rise to every challenge and overcome every danger.
Donald Trump seems to always get stronger when challenged. These types of things, I think, give him strength.
When I'm reelected, I will totally obliterate the deep state. As long as we have pride in our beliefs, courage in our convictions, and faith in our God, then we will not fail.
All right, I talked about a lot of gloom and doom last segment because that's the possibility we're living in. Have you ever been driving in Colorado or other mountain states? You want to go to the top of a mountain and you're like, wow, I can't believe this road's even open, but that's freedom. And there's a two-lane road, sometimes a one-lane road because it goes up one way and comes down another, and you're literally 1 foot off a 3,000, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000-foot chasm. And you're really focused, and the kids are in the back of the car, you know, in there. I remember taking my kids when they were little once to Colorado, and we were going to this place we were going to visit, and I was like, my God, they didn't tell me. I was like, literally, to drive, I was just like, that's 1 foot, we're dead. I was just totally focused. And it's the same thing. I mean, that's how I feel right now. Like, this is not a game. It's not a freaking joke. And I'm not mad at people that want to go to Topgolf. I like going there. Or people that want to go to a movie. I love it. Or people that want to go deep sea fishing. I get it. But really, if we were going to turn this around, the golf courses would be empty. Not because they did a lockdown. They wanted to make us stay in our houses and brainwash us. But because people independently were so politically and culturally and spiritually and financially engaged that you couldn't get them to go out and play golf. You couldn't get them to go out and see a rock concert. And I'm not even saying those things are bad. I'm just saying if China invaded over the southern border with 1 million troops next week, hypothetically, I'm not saying that's happening, would you, as Chinese troops, 2 weeks into it, took San Antonio? In San Antonio, military bases are on fire and they're using tactical nuclear weapons. Would you say, oh, well, they're using nuclear weapons and they just invaded, you know, San Antonio and they're, you know, an hour from Austin. Let's go to the bar and have some drinks. I always saw those old movies. It was a Hollywood thing they did. It was spiritual. I didn't understand when I was a kid. How many movies and TV shows did you see when it's the end of the world and the world's going to end in 10 minutes and everybody decides to have sex? No, you decide to get on your knees and make sure you found God before you were about to die. I'll assure you, somebody about to be executed on, you know, death row in 5 minutes doesn't want to have sex. And I only throw that out there because they totally screw up all of our priorities, folks. And if Trump got in and we fully got behind him and the bureaucracy could be removed at least 10 deep, there's a very good chance we could turn this around. And that's what makes this so frustrating is the stakes are so high and I can't believe we're even having to debate this with people. I mean, you go to a Democrat event, not just this year, but I've been going to them for 30 years, really 35. I've been going to Democrat Party events for 35 years, at least 35, about 5 years before I got on air. I was going to Democrat Party events when I was like 15, just to see what they were like, checking them out, and Republican events. Hell, earlier than that, but you know, going, you know, really to focus by the time I was 15, 16. And I remember back then, like, what's wrong with these people? They're like mental patients, but they wasn't that bad. And then, you know, 10 years ago, it was really bad. And now you go to one and it's, I mean, it's like, what did they do to these people? What did they do to these people? And I just know this. I don't ever want to be like them. And I don't sit back and feel superior. Hey, look at these idiots. I go, man, what happened to our people? Oh, God. How many times did I say Trump's plane is going to have an emergency? And they'll do it where it's not as obvious, make an engine go out. So like, see his plane coming in all the side, one engine. And they go, oh, it's an old plane. Everybody knows old planes that are run right are the best. Never has problems, magically did, folks. It's on. It's on. And I don't want to be sitting here in 2 weeks when Trump's been shot dead or dies of a heart attack from poison or his plane blows up. And everybody's like, oh my God, Alex Jones is right again. Like it's some type of entertainment form. And I know most of you aren't like that, but I am physically sick right now because I know how high the stakes are. And I know we're about to lose civilization. And I don't want to be in a Mad Max situation. I don't want, I mean, I'll have a leg up. So are our listeners. We know what's going on. We can skin bucks, run trot lines, use a gun, got basic supplies, kick ass if need to be. But I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking to prove anything. It's like that Who song. I don't have to fight to prove I'm right. But they're going to make us fight. And the problem is the people we'll face in this fight have no idea what's even going on. You're like killing NPCs. So every NPC in a civil war that's got to be killed is a loss, is a failure of us when we had a chance to turn this around peacefully, not doing it. I just know this. The Jamie Raskins and the Barack Obamas and the Chucky Schumers and the Clintons and the Zuckerbergs and all of them that are licking their lips and laughing in mud from the CIA on TV about how much they can't wait to come after MAGA and how much they can't wait to kick in Midwesterners' doors and Southerners' doors and people out west, hardworking doors. And it's like, listen, you people ain't worth nothing to us. We ain't looking for a fight with you. But if you look for the fight, you came to the right place. And I feel sorry for you. And we're sorry you fell to evil. But once you're demonically controlled, you have less value than dog manure. And I don't get my shoes dirty on you. I wish you didn't exist. I wish you had some other evil country you ran where you could just run around like North Korea and have fun with yourselves all day long. But you know what? You're in our grill. You never stop pushing. Never stop prod. Never stop all your BS. And I'm just sitting back waiting for their false flags to blame on us. For them to cut the power, cyber attacks, all the crap they're going to pull. And we're going to be under judgment, all of us, including the evil. And the wicked ones are going to really freak out when this all goes down, that they're going to be the first ones but at the hands of their own masters that will be destroyed. Those of you that serve this evil, can't you see where it's going? Total oblivion. Total destruction. But you can't. Because you resonate with this twisted, demonic spirit, and you get a thrill out of the evil. So I've already committed myself into Christ's hands. And I have no backup plan. I have no backup broadcast. I have no anything except this show trying to stop them. I didn't spend time on other projects to cover my ass. I spent all of my time on this operation to try to stop these people. And we have a good chance of beating them. That's what makes it so sickening is I'd say it's 50-50 right now. And if people don't take this deadly, deadly, because we're not just talking about our own physical deaths. We're talking about the death of civilization and the human project and letting pure evil take over. And if people don't realize how awesome and how intense the stakes are, I feel like I'm at the edge of a 10,000-foot cliff right now, and we're all leaning over the edge of it. I'm like, can we just walk away from this right now? And then I look at the giggling and chortling and goblin-like behavior of the bad guys and how they are completely just on a craven power trip. And I ask myself, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they do. And that's really what this is. But the fact that those of us with the know-how, some are black, some are white, some are old, some are young, some are Jewish, some are Catholic, some are Protestant, some are Buddhist, some are agnostic, there are good people of every group out there. But the fact that the leaders of us have let these people and their minions in control, I'm going to tell you, just like he says in V for Vendetta, maybe you guys can find that part of the speech. V for Vendetta, I know why you did it. That might pull it up. V for Vendetta speech. You were afraid. And who would blame you? But if you want to know who's really guilty at the end of the day, you only look in the mirror. Yes, there are those that are more responsible, and they will be held accountable. But in the end, if you want to know who's guilty, you only need to look in the mirror. If you look at the escalation curve, it's going straight up now. So if you think we're in a crisis now, the next month will create crises bigger than the last year combined. And then the next month after that, bigger crises than the last 5 years combined. And then the next month, bigger crises than the last decade combined until, boom, nuclear war or bioweapon release or both. It's like the cartoon where the, you know, cartoon character has like 20 plates and saucers and cups and they're trying to keep it balanced and they slip and it all comes down. And we're right at that point now. And I'm just like, no, no, no. And a lot of folks are online like, let it all go down. Let's get it going. Yeah, that'll be fun the first day or two your power's out. And then you're running out of food a month later and people are breaking in your house every day and fires are coming down the street. And now your house burns out. And now you're running around the street. Maybe in your truck, you're almost out of gas. There's barricades everywhere. Get shot in your truck, you're dead. It's not going to be nice. Or let's say 6 months into it, you're out 100 miles in the middle of nowhere. And the neighbors show up and say, we're out of food. We need food. You say, we only got enough food for ourselves here. We can't do that. A week later, they come back with 10 trucks. And they say, you're going to give us half your food or we're going to burn you out. Maybe you give them your food. And then a month later, they come back to kill you, to eat your ass. That's how this works. I know to the average cutesy out there, I make the whole eat your ass thing, warning people years ago where this was going, cutting off world food supply. Oh, that's just Jones being funny. No, I was telling you where this is going. So you can go out in the countryside and wait for somebody to try to come eat you. Or you can get politically involved now, like your life depends on it, and pray to God 50 times a day to turn this around. And God will do it, just like he protected President Trump. But if you don't wake up now, you're going to be in Viggo Mortensen's The Road along almost every timeline. People that lived in America for so long, they go, oh, that'll never happen. You know, they've had stuff that happens like in that best-selling book that's a fiction novel. Hundreds of times the last century around the world. That's what happens. And we had great founders and great people that wanted to build something better who've been in war since the day they were born. And they gave us this thing that they became so great, and now it's overrun by corruption. After they signed the Constitution, years after the war, took them, what, to 1798 to get it done. Was it 88? I forget. When was the Constitution finally ratified? I can't keep track of it anymore. Was it 1788 or 98? Whatever. Look at it. 1789? Yeah, look it up for me. But the point is, 1788, okay. Is that Benjamin Franklin came out of there and a lady said, a newspaper writer said, what do we have? And he says, a republic if you can keep it. Yeah, they've got the V for Vendetta Club. But see, here's the deal. This isn't me breaking down on the air. This is me being who I really am. I need people. And I don't mean our regular audience. I know you're already awake. I'm talking about all the new listeners, millions a day. They tune in like, oh, what's the novelty? What's this Alex Jones thing about? You're going to find out what it's all about. You're going to remember in your head later, I warned you about this. I want you to sit back later and go, oh, that guy was wrong. That stuff didn't happen like he said. But you notice it keeps happening. And I guarantee you, the civilization you see around you isn't going to be here in a couple years down this road. Like when Jesus Christ, I'm going to compare myself to images, it's an allegory, pointed at the temple and at Jerusalem, and he said, before your generation is done, there will not be one stone standing on top of another. That temple and everything around it will be destroyed. And 70 years to the day, the Roman general Titus destroyed it all. But you're not going to have to wait 70 years. The Russian nuclear subs are off our coast. Our supposed subs are off their coast. 6 months ago, Posobiec said they've hired this terrorism head. They're going to start attacks inside Russia, not with drones, but ground troops and terrorism. And now they launched a huge attack into Russia and all hell's broke loose. And the U.S. is moving heavy weapons up to the border with Russia. It's on, folks. Crazy town. Never happened since World War II. Total insanity. Because we forgot God. We took God out of schools. We don't need God. We can figure it out ourselves. Yeah, you're about to find out. You may not believe Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed from the air by fire. God blew it up. We got that power now, don't we? You don't have to believe Atlantis existed and had some secret power technology and a white light energy generator that blew up and blew the whole island up, but we got that power now. See, funny, all those things we heard about that didn't exist, they were just fantasy. Now we got all of it. Have you noticed that? Oh, a world government with a cashless society that tracks everything you do, and you got to follow its every order and worship it, or you can't buy or sell. You don't just agree to take the mark, you got to worship it. You got to bend your knee. You got to get on your belly to it. Gee, how John on the Isle of Patmos, what a science fiction writer he is. He just came up with, no, an angel came and told him. And said, you're about to get the revelation. Do you accept it? Yeah, I accept it. Bam. Here's a revelation for you. Because God loves us and he gave us free will, but he also gave us a navigational guide, a cheat sheet, if you will. I hate to use the word cheat in relationship with God, but you know what I mean. An owner's manual. Like giving your 10-year-old a shotgun. Son, read the owner's manual. I'll give you some safety training. You got free will with that shotgun, but daddy taught you how to use it. This is it. This is the beginning of the big time. We ain't living in the slow time. We ain't living in the old days, the good old days, the good old times. We're living inside the new world order. And if you think them killing 35 million people with those shots was bad, that was just a test. So count your lucky stars that you're awake if you're tuned in. Because I sure as hell wouldn't be the people that don't even understand this stuff. Here's the clip of Viva Vendetta.
Dad, what's wrong with the telly?
Good evening, London. Allow me first to apologize.
It's the emergency channel.
I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of the everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility, repetition.
Bloody hell.
I enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday, I thought we could mark this November the 5th a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Inspector, you're almost through.
Last night, I sought to end that silence. Last night, I destroyed the Old Bailey to remind this country of what it has forgotten. More than 400 years ago, a great citizen wished to embed the 5th of November forever in our memory. His hope was to remind the world that fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives. So if you've seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest that you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me 1 year from tonight, outside the gates of Parliament. And together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgotten.
We want to do this peacefully, but we can't do it by trying to affect the outside world. That comes secondarily, like the headwaters and into the creeks, into the rivers, out of the ocean. We have to make the change with God ourselves. And I'm not up here preaching. I'm not up here as a holy man. I'm not up here with all the answers, but I know this. God's real, and God's on the throne, and God's in control. All right, there's a lot of news I didn't hit. We got a big guest coming up, and I'll be up here tonight during the Elon Musk Trump thing. We'll have live coverage of that continually at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show and stations that want to pick it up around the country. And I'll be doing an X Spaces with Mariana Fall and a bunch of other people tonight, a bunch of other big guests. But, I mean, look at how that's a movie about tyranny in the UK, and now look how they want to arrest Elon Musk, anybody else that criticizes him. I mean, this is tyranny repeating, but not in a movie, in the real world. Hour number four, straight ahead. I'm in a paradox, or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. If they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc that's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products. They're finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, vitamin C, vitamin Refusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.